On Kauai, local nonprofits, county commitment, and COVID funding have sparked some changes in Lihue. Last October, 45 mural artists set to work on key walls in what was the world debut of Nirmana Fest, a Garden Island mural painting festival. At the time, there was construction going on, but there were no people around because of COVID. Today, colorful murals brighten five different walls along Evalu and Rice Streets. I heard about the murals through the Rice Street Business Association and the Kauai Resilience Project, and people kept referring me to Seth Womble, an international mural artist. He's been living on Kauai. So I asked Seth what brought him here.
To give you a nutshell, it's really tough. I've lived all over the place. Prior to moving here to Kauai 10 years ago, I was 10 years overseas and have been blessed to visit lots of wonderful places as well as work with different communities for mural projects. And I'm very proud to call Kauai my home at this point.
What's the genesis of your mural art? Are you a sketcher who went big? Are you a commercial artist?
There's kind of a fun story to that. Before finishing high school, I was already traveling through Central America, some a little bit with my father for surfing trips. And by the age of 16, I went ahead and booked myself a trip over there on my own during one summer with $300 in my pocket. I had kind of expected to make it through maybe a week or two and ended up finding myself painting signs and a large Bob Marley portrait on the side of someone's building and essentially just bartering my time for room and board. It really kind of opened a whole new realm to me of experiencing not only the world, but being able to be a creative problem solver. And when I say that, that's kind of the crux of what I see myself as rather than just a mural painter. I am a teacher, a musician, a scuba instructor, a lifelong ocean advocate, but the crux of my artistry is what I believe to be creative problem solving. Now, that first Bob Marley portrait that I did in Costa Rica was created with colored powdered pigments mixed with some sort of a glue substance. It was in a really remote area. I basically cut the corner off of a squishy foam bed mattress. Pigments and that glue, I created this portrait. And that was really what let me know that it was about being resourceful and what was there around me rather than having all the ideal perfect scenario and materials. It was what can I do with what I've got? So murals as my wheelhouse, I'm using that now as a teaching point. And I think that this past year really set that in motion more than any other time in my life.
I know a little bit about what you're talking about because I've seen the results of Nirmana Fest.
I was lucky to have some folks from the Rice Street Business Association and a few other wonderful people in our community that basically sat with me in the first week of January of 2020 and said, yes, this is a great idea. We're going to help you figure this out. And that's where Nirmana Fest was born. By creating the event that's a flagship, I was able to pool together our resident artists, various experience levels, various generations and cultures to put in proposals.
How did you find them?
I put out a public call to artists through radio, newspaper, social media, things like that. And in February, we had 46 artists show up and I put on a presentation saying that we're going to do this mural event. It's going to be a little bit different. There are definitely mural events all over the world, which are wonderful, but the one that thing that was really special about this one is that it was for resident artists only. It did not matter what your experience level was, and that it was going to be collaborative, really lumping the collaboration in there. And then also there were artists that painted in this event last year that had never painted a mural before. And there were other artists that were extremely experienced, had worked in, for example, the movie industry, you know, and things like that with backdrops. They were all elevating each other. It was just this really unique environment for creativity. I was able to go out and seek permission from these businesses and say, we're going to create these murals for you for free. You can definitely be a sponsor or help contribute. The other thing was is that we really want to pay these artists. So artists often have a hard time sticking up for themselves. And we definitely get approached a lot of times with the golden exposure, whatever that is.
exactly. Oh, this will be fun. Great exposure.
Yeah. Exposure doesn't pay the bills, but it does help. That is meaningful. I digress a little bit. I don't mean to. It's all very exciting and it's still sinking in. Like I said, there were artists that had never painted a mural before, but their sketches were meaningful. They weren't the best sketch you've ever seen in your life, but the concepts behind them, the love that was in them and the heart that they wanted to give to their community was in them.
So what were the evaluators actually looking for in these murals?
Well, we had a really wonderful group of jurors, women like Carol Yatsuda, Carol Bennett, and a few others, well-known artists in our community here. So, and they were just looking for that heart. And it was looking for that shared story that, that our community here in Kauai could feel and relate to and even potentially, you know, take ownership and pride in.
Did these artists know each other?
Many of them did not. And at that point, we did already have the pandemic on hand. So by the time we got into May, we had the groups selected, we notified the artists, and then basically did set them loose. We were all still trying to figure out Zoom and how to share media digitally. So they were sending each other things or meeting and passing stuff off. And once they got up and dialed in, we showed those to the wall owners or whoever it was that was in charge of the building that was going to get painted for the final approval. And then set things up and went ahead and got our sponsors and collaborators and funding. And it just fell into place all at the right, perfect time. It's really still mind-blowing for me the way that it worked out, where all of our community events were just dropping off the map daily. Block parties and parades and music events, and they all just dropped off. Now, where Nirmana was concerned, I had a lot of people really concerned that this wasn't going to happen. And really, when it came down to it, it's like there are three artists on a wall be working on scaffolding or lifts, and they're all going to be in masks and a lot of times gloves, and we don't need to draw a crowd. And these murals are going to be up for people to enjoy throughout the year. And it just had to happen. And we had wonderful support from the county, from the mayor's office.
You know, what was motivating the sponsors to get into this?
Well, as the year went on, it really became that this was clearly kind of one of the only things that was going to happen for the community here. And it became a really big deal. And it was deeply meaningful for the artists that were involved, let alone the businesses that were losing all of their traffic and things like that throughout the year. To have some kind of something that was beautiful and exciting and different and new for the community. And it also activated these spaces, activated these artists. It just gave some heart and hope to a whole lot of people.
What kind of responses have you gotten? People were watching it happen, I guess, and then now see it.
I have several voicemails that I will probably never take off of my phone. And I get choked up talking about it because it was really overwhelming in the collaborative sense and just the people pulling together and still doing it when things were so hard for everyone. My primary concern with all of this was making sure that the artists could succeed. So I spent the whole year working on that while I didn't have a whole lot of income coming in for myself. I was blessed to play some music gigs online. The Rice Street Business Association was the umbrella nonprofit that helped host the Nirmana Fest. And during that time, they also were putting on nightly music feeds through Zoom and on Facebook and such as that. And we were able to put out digital tip buckets. Those little things just kept a lot of people going.
What has your income been like through this? We wonder how mural artists survive.
Well, with exposure. It was meager. It was very meager, but it was enough. It was enough. And that's what, when I chose to focus on what was enough, then that was good and that was okay. It was the hardest year that most people had been through in our lifetime or in mine. Financially, for lots of reasons. And it was by far the most meaningful year of my life because of the success of this and then seeing 15 artists be able to express themselves and give something to the community and all the people that came out. There's a great food truck called Rainbow Joe's. There was another shop called Aloha Aina. People would go and they'd pick up gift certificates and they would come and drop them off for these artists. Countless moments that are like that. The connectivity between the community and the artists and the local businesses and everybody just pulling together.
You got something rolling here.
It's so wonderful.
And what does it look like for 2021 then?
More of all of this. The response has been so wonderful that everybody just wants more. So now it's just a matter of finding the funding and things like that, and then planning for them, and then bringing more young creative problem solvers to the table. So right now, actually going into 2021, we're definitely looking good to have a second Nirmana Fest in October again, as well as all of the schools here are totally into having more murals and things like that. We want to have a professional artist or two mentoring those kids and getting their ideas from them, really finding out what they've been going through and what their ideas are and what they want to contribute.
I'm thrilled. Hey, thanks so much, Seth.
Thank you.
Let's stay in touch, okay?
I'm not going anywhere. This is, as I was blessed to travel a lot, my wife and I have been very happy to really just dive deep into the community here because there's just so much heart here.
Where would you say you're from, Seth?
I don't know. I was born in North Carolina. I wasn't there very long. This has been the longest I've lived and stayed in one spot. I actually had a really unique conversation with a wonderful Hawaiian lady the other day and talking about how that's something that I've never been able to identify with as having my roots from somewhere. My bloodline is Swedish, Norwegian, English, French, all over the place as well. And my core family lives all over the place, internationally as well as all over the mainland. So there isn't anywhere that I can go back and say I'm going home. You know, that's just not something that I've had.
Many, many of us feel that way. And there's something else to contend with in the 21st century, right?
That's right. Before I do go, I want to make sure that I remove myself from the center of any of this, because if it wasn't for really specifically, I absolutely want to thank the Kauai Resilience Project, and that's the Kauai Planning and Action Alliance, the County of Kauai, the Mayor's Office, as well as Diana Singh. She was instrumental in helping us get permission, which was unprecedented in the 10 years that I've lived here. The floodgates opened this past year for these projects.
Could be an effect of COVID. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something I saw that definitely was a positive that came out of a horrible circumstance. Shan Zuckerberg Foundation was also a contributor, so I want to thank them, and Trice and Kanashige, and the young artists that have all been stepping forward. Yelena, you did a great job, and Bethany, and all the other artists that participated in Nirmana. I'm super proud, extremely proud. And I get goosebumps talking about it all the time.
Seth Womble, creative problem solver, founder of Kauai's Nirmanifest Mural Art Extravaganza,